just here to elevate the conversation. Pick everybody up. What's going on? Welcome to the program. A tremendous Friday to you. Let's have that decky, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Not because it's Friday, not because it's the weekend, but because it is the divisional round. Let's get it. 1-800-636-8686. We are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can. This is very, very unusual. So let me tell you about what happened when I sat down. I sat down and my top-of-the-line laptop had the pinwheel going. Very unusual. Very unusual and very annoying, given what I paid for that. So, and a little disconcerting because there are certain things on that. Like, it's not like I can't do what I need to do without that box, but there's certain information on that box that I need to set up the program, right? So, right before the cameras go on, the lights go on, it fires back up. And this is very unusual. I generally do not go to my reaction page until after I do the open, right? There is no reaction because I haven't said anything yet. But lo and behold, there is reaction. Very unusual. One, that I would check the reaction because I never check the reaction before I say something. And two, that there's actual reaction because normally Chalk or Writ don't put it up. Yet there it is, right in my face. And not only is there reaction, but it's from the legend and the icon himself. The GOAT. The best to ever call the program. The BIC, very unusual. On a Friday, like what the hell could be so important that Brad and Corona would hit me up on a Friday, randomly? Come to find out, not so randomly. But before I say one thing, haven't mentioned any of the matchups, haven't mentioned the weekend, nothing that I'm really aware of happened yesterday. Huh. The BIC, well, why don't we find out what's on his mind? At Brad in Corona tweets, quote, Meatloaf, I asked God for a sandwich. Signed, M. Cass.
And now our bodies are whistle, so close and tight. It never felt so good, it never felt so right.
I will tell you the reason I knew about the very, very sad passing of the loaf. Janet hit me this morning and told me how sad it was. Janet, shut up, Kelly. Janet thinks it's very sad when celebrities pass. And she means it, Dodger Jano. And I always say things like, no way, the loaf passed? I didn't even know the loaf was sick. Hey, by the way, did you know him? Did he go to Pauly? What do you mean that's sad? I mean, yeah, it's sad anytime somebody passes, but why do you think it's so sad? Did you know the loaf? Did you know any of these people? Apparently the BIC did. Wow, dude. Horrible tone setter. All right, we're already off track. Alvin, let's do this. Let's walk it back. Let's try it again. Let's start over. 3, 2, 1. Never happened, Brad.
Live from Southern California.
Never happened, Brad.
This is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, hell yeah. What's going on? Welcome to the program.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
my
yeah.
name is Jim Rome. Can I get a deck of yeah? It's Friday.
Yeah.
The divisional round. Oh, we got so many great matchups. What a great show.
Friday.
Tremendous Friday to you. What's cracking? How you living? What's going on? I am Jim Rome. I am live, and I'm coming to you from the Rocket Mortgage Studios.
Live.
Need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can. All right, you know the drill. Let's get it. Lots to talk about on this Friday. Lots to talk about on this Friday. Oh, there's Dodger Jano. She apparently is listening. Oh, wow. Let me just see what she has to say. Coming. Wait for it. And computer's frozen. I don't know, but something about Louis Anderson popped in, too. All right.
Wow.
Give me back my show.
Give me back my stuff.
Give me back my show.
Give me back my
I know it's bad. Whenever Dodger Jano pops in with, you're crazy. That means she heard what I had to say. Anyway, yeah, I may be crazy, but am I not telling the truth? Here is the show, damn it. Open phone first hour. Thanks for nothing, PIC. James Kelly, Big Head Betts. All right, so we've been talking about it all week long. The Big Head is on one. He's on a heater. He had a huge weekend. But that's the wild card weekend, right? You had so many teams and sevens that did not belong there. But still, you got to bet against the spread. There is that handicap always. So what I'm getting at is James Kelly had himself a weekend, and we're going to see if we can run it back. He is top of hour number two. If you want the bets with the Big Head, top of hour two. Coming up in hour number three, an impossible hour. We've got so much to get done, so you want to get in here right now. In the third hour, I've got a guard for the Houston Cougars, Kyler Edwards. Also in hour number three, a safety for the LA Rams, Terrell Burgess. Also in hour number three, Alvy's week that was. Also in hour number three, the ATP. Call the show right this second. 1-800-636-8686. All right. It is the divisional round. Dr. Chano. She's trying to justify it. Quote, I'm sad when anyone dies. Such losses to their family and friends. I know, DJ. This is why you are beloved. Anyway, it is divisional round weekend. Last weekend was, what was last weekend? Last weekend was aight, sort of, not really. It kind of sucked. This weekend, however, is business. The seven seeds are gone. The pretenders have been knocked the hell out. This is all about four games, eight teams, and every one of them has a legitimate look at the Super Bowl. So, as a service to set up your weekend, let me quickly lay out the games. It starts with Cincinnati at Tennessee tomorrow, 4:30 in the East, 1:30 in the West on CBS. Then you've got San Francisco, Green Bay right after that. Sunday, starting with the Rams and the Bucks, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon in the West, followed by Buffalo and Kansas City on CBS, 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Here's some news regarding those games. Randall Cobb is off injured reserve. Fred Warner, ready to go as well. Jimmy G, shoulder injury to go along with an existing thumb injury. He's reportedly in pain every time he tries to throw it, but he's going to give it a go. Nick Bosa, trending in the right direction for San Francisco to the point where Kyle Shanahan said yesterday, quote, it's looking good. I could keep going down that list, but what do you say we cut right to the chase? Bills Mafia, I'm looking at you. Buffalo, I'm talking about you because I've been talking about you a hell of a lot the last few weeks, right? I've had Jordan Poyer on this show. I've had Micah Hyde on this show. I appeared on Kim Pagula's podcast. So what I'm saying is nobody's got more karma right now than the Buffalo Bills, which is why I'm going to say the following. It is all right there for you. All of it. An AFC championship, a trip to the Super Bowl, the Lombardi itself, everything you ever wanted, Bills Mafia, all right in front of you. I'm here in LA waiting for you to come. Kansas City is dealing with linebacker Willie Gay getting busted for property damage. And who knows what kind of a fallout that might involve. KC's defense, which looks so bad and then so good, has been exposed once again late in the year. What I'm saying to you, in other words, KC is dangerous, but they are beatable. Now, that's not to say they're not hungry. They are. Winning one has only made them want another. My man, Andy Reid, said it best in terms of hunger.
Yeah, well, if you like chocolate cake and you eat a piece and then you have one dangled in front of your face, you're probably going to want to eat that too. Not much is going to stop you. So, I mean, that's how you feel about the Super Bowl. I mean, that is the chocolate cake with the ultimate frosting. And you're going to try to go get it if you can. You know, that's the best you can.
That's why he's the best. However, Buffalo is staring at their own enormous hunk of chocolate cake. This might not be the Super Bowl, but if they get that win and they get revenge for last season, it's going to taste pretty damn good, like chocolate cake always does. Look, it's never going to be easy to beat the two-time defending AFC champs in their house in the postseason. I've been in that house in the postseason. It's fierce. But it's never going to be more possible than it is right now. This is the third trip to Kansas City in less than a year for Buffalo. They know what to expect. They know what that crowd's going to be like. They know what the weather's going to be like. They know what the opposition's going to be like. They know what the elements are like. They know all of this. They know that they smashed them in their place earlier this season. And yes, Kansas City was a different team back when that happened, for sure. But so are the Bills. As good as Buffalo was in Week 5, they're better now. And that was a blowout in Week 5. They were the better team then, and it says here they're the better team right now. Yeah, I said it. Fact is, Buffalo is better than Kansas City. Fact. I'll say it again. Kansas City put up 42 on Pittsburgh last week, but who cares about that? That should not scare the Bills. Just like going to Arrowhead should not intimidate them either. At this point, nothing is going to intimidate the Bills. They're not going to blink. They're not going to flinch. They just thrashed the Patriots. They were literally unstoppable. And I mean literally. New England could not stop Buffalo's offense. Only Buffalo could stop Buffalo's offense. And that was when they took that knee at the end of the game. Buffalo did not punt. Not once against the Pats. In fact, incredibly, they have not punted in three of their last four games. Why even carry a punter? The Bills are the team right now that everybody thought they'd be at the start of the season. That weird stretch in the middle of the year, which somehow included a loss to New England, the steamrolling by Indy, and the handing of Pervin Meyer, his only NFL win on American soil. All ancient history. Josh Allen is playing like an MVP. He's got total mastery of that offense. His connection with his receivers has never been better. And when he tucks it, he's not just running through guys and away from guys. He's juking dudes out of their ACLs. But he doesn't have to do it alone. Devin Singletary is impacting games more than he ever has. He's giving Buffalo a legitimate threat on the ground that's not Josh Allen. And defensively, where everybody has been sleeping on this unit all year long, they're finally getting the credit that they've earned. I've been saying for years that they're not, you're not, going to find a better safety combination than Poyer and Hyde. And right now, maybe y'all are waking up to that. It just took Micah Hyde making that crazy play to sound the alarm.
Jones pumps, long launch, deep down the left side, and double coverage. It is picked off, a sliding grab in the end zone by the Bills' Micah Hyde. He perfectly timed it like a slip and slide on that frigid turf. And he intercepts it in the blue end zone.
The Bills have the best pair of safeties in the NFL.
He's not wrong. I've been saying that for a while. So the Bills came into the season with crazy high expectations. They'd be the first to say that they did not live up to it early on, but they are now. They aren't just winning games. They're getting theirs. They're getting revenge. Last week, it was that out-and-out humiliation of Bill Belichick. They not only punched the bully in the mouth, they broke his face, then they stomped on his head repeatedly. This week, it's Kansas City. The Bills players remember that bitter taste of losing in the playoffs last year. They haven't forgotten that. And yes, this is interesting too. Let's not forget this. Two class guys, but let's not forget their history. Sean McDermott and Andy Reid do have history. And that history includes Reid firing McDermott as D coordinator. And as McDermott said at the time, quote, that crushed me. I get it. Who wouldn't be crushed by getting canned like that? But you want to add some salt to that wound. You want to add some chocolate frosting to that cake. Reid replaced him with an offensive line coach. Not only did he fire him as a D coordinator, he replaced him with an O-line coach. You want to talk about the ultimate kick in the package. McDermott has said that he and Reid joke about that now, but you can't tell me for a second that McDermott has forgotten about that. And you sure as hell can't tell me that McDermott does not want to get over on his old boss. They've already buried the Patriots. Now it's time for them to get at KC. It's like the Bills revenge tour rolls on. Hey, one more thing to consider. I will say this. Bills Mafia. Mahomes is no Mac Jones. So one guarantee. I do not think Andy Reid is going to change Patrick's diapers at halftime and breastfeed him.
Isn't this little Josh McDaniels really call for a fake spike down 27 at the end of the first half, other than changing Mac Jones' diaper at halftime, then breastfeeding him after the game? McDaniels has rendered himself pretty much useless.
Rick in Buffalo is tremendous. You know what's useless? Meatloaf and Louie not leaving us for even 15 minutes before you ghouls rush to your keyboards. Who thinks that person who I've never met, that I don't know, died? Therefore, I've got to get my jokes to Rome about that. Have I ever once in the history of my Hall of Fame radio career sat in front of a camera or before a microphone and said, hey, you know what? That celebrity over there, dead. Let me get your reaction. And in fact, I don't want your reaction. I don't want your favorite memories. I don't want your favorite song. I don't want your favorite show. But what I want you to do is clown that person, mock that person, make jokes about that person. Have I ever done that? Not on my worst day. Have you ever done that? Every bleeping time. I mean, you can't even believe this. It's divisional weekend. Divisional playoff weekend in the NFL. Why is every bit of reaction I'm getting about Meatloaf and Louie Anderson? And what does Charlie Weiss have to do with any of this? Whose show is this? Because if it's my show, we're not running it like this. Why is Russell Croissant in? Hey, Brad, thank you for nothing. Way to set the tone, legend. You're supposed to be the best ever, Brad, not the worst ever. Because now all the minions... Actually, Brad, it's not even on you. They're going to do it anyway. All right, so, guests. How about that? I do have guests today. James Kelly, top of hour two. Kyler Edwards, top of hour three. Terrell Burgess, also in hour number three. Alvin's Ionic week that was.
Ionic.
Hour number three. I'm going to talk about the episode of the Jim Rome podcast I did with Steve Young. He had some really good stuff. We'll get that in. All right, so let me ask you this. What is the most creative sports betting app on the market right now? I've looked at them all. Hands down, WynnBET. WynnBET. The luxury hoteliers, the same guys, are now in the digital sports betting space, and they are offering that same five-star service that you are used to from Wynn Resorts, all in the form of a sports book and a casino app. So whether you're playing money lines and props for the NFL divisional round, and the Big Head and I will talk about that at the top of the hour, or maybe just totals and live betting for college basketball, WynnBET's got you covered. All the biggest events are right here at WynnBET. Check out the app. It's beautiful. And WynnBET is fully integrated with Wynn Rewards, the finest loyalty program in the industry. So what you want to do is see their site for all the details, whether playing from your phone or your computer. You've absolutely got to sign up for a WynnBET stat. Bet with the very best. Get into the game. Offer is subject to change. Terms and conditions at WynnBET.com. You do have to be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough WynnBET is available. If you or somebody you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
I got scared for a minute. Meatloaf is trending. Louie Anderson is trending. And I see Tom Hanks is trending. And I thought to myself, man, did Rick kill him off again? Did he really die?
Tom Hanks went belly up as well. So
Rick And the irony is, Ridd has less time left on this planet than any of these people that he's either killing off or speculating on. But Ridd was very careful to remind me that celebrities do pass in threes. That's not why Tom Hanks is trending. He actually looks very healthy. 1-800-636-8686. So how are you feeling about this weekend? I can make an argument. In fact, I might when the Big Head comes on. Big Head Bets. I can make an argument for any of the still existing teams. Any of the eight have a good look at the whole thing. Not any of the eight have a good look at this weekend. Any of the eight have a good look at this whole thing. I mean, you know, last weekend, the way the NFL opened this thing up to other teams, you know, it did create some excitement coming down the stretch because teams had a look. You know, that whole thought about how all you have to do is get into the big dance and you've got a shot. Anything can happen. It's not always the best team that wins, but the hottest team that wins. You know, bullcrap. I mean, that part's true. It's not always the best team. Sometimes it's the hottest team. Sometimes it's the healthiest team. But you can't tell me that any team that got in had a chance to win. Philadelphia did not have a chance to win. Pittsburgh did not have a chance to win. Come to find out, Arizona didn't look like they belonged there either. Now that we got through all of that, the not-so-super wildcard weekend, and I did have higher expectations for it, now that we're on to the divisional round, anybody can win. I can make an argument for any of the still existing teams, which is why it's going to be awesome. The Bills, on their revenge tour, took out the bully. Like I mentioned, it's one thing to punch the bully in the mouth, another to break the bully's face. They did that. Then they got on this guy's head and they stomped it. The ultimate curb stomping. They're done with the Pats. They move on to KC. Third time in a year. They've been there. What do you think is going to happen? Or do you just not go against KC when you've got Patrick and Tyreek and Kelce and all their other playmakers and a defense that we know does have an upside? Do you not go against them in their house? 1-800-636-8686. All right, here's the thing, Chalk. I've been very clear about this, that a caller, when I say to the callers, here's the number, here's the process, we have an EP, it's Tommy. He's going to say to you, what do you want to talk about? Don't try to bully or intimidate the new guy, because one, he's no longer a new guy, and two, he's been schooled up. Early on, when I had somebody new answering the phones, some of you would say something to the effect of, hey, Jim Rome Show, what would you like to talk about? Hey, idiot, put me through. Rome knows me. Hey, man, I don't know. I'm just going to wing it. I'll see what happens when I get on the air. You need a better plan. You need kind of a blueprint. You need a map. And yet, I'm looking at my call screen right now, and this says, Greg Houston says he has, quote, a good take. Don't worry, been on before. Hey, Chuck, go ahead. Get in front of that mic real quick. Dude, you know the rules. I'm not going to patronize you or insult you. You know that's not how that goes. So why are you letting this guy through with, quote, has a good take, been on before, don't worry? Why is that okay today?
So I thought about it. I talked to Alvy about it. And
you can't make your own decision. You're the EP, dude.
I'm not trucking it to anybody else. I'm just saying we powwowed about it a little bit. I thought about it. I thought about the way that he approached it. And I said, you know what? Let's see if he can handle it. If I put it up and put the quote up of what he just said to me, let's see if he can handle it if he makes it all the way through.
Yeah, what happened to, hey, just put me through to Rome. I know what I'm doing. Slap. Because that's effectively what you just put up.
Yeah. And it wasn't quite that harsh, but it was almost there. I've heard it a few times. Usually I can handle it. Usually I just get rid of them. But something about the way Greg in Houston did it today, especially because I gave him a second chance too.
It's something about the way he called you a slap.
Yeah. I gave him like a second to think about it, and I gave him a second chance to give me his actual take, and he still refused. Yeah, so,
but,
you know,
but
what?
You violated one of the few rules of screening. Have a take, don't suck. What's your take? And don't say, hey, idiot, put me through. Rome knows me. It exactly. Sounds like that's what he did.
I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to get you on the air, but you got to give me, you know, just an idea of what you want to talk about.
Dude, you're talking
about trust exercise.
I say this respectfully as somebody who graduated from an Ivy League school. You're talking out your ass. And okay, we'll see how this goes. We'll see how this goes. I guess what you're saying to me is I understand this is not the norm, but I got kind of a hunch. And you got to play a hunch. Translation, my dad Alvy said it was okay. Come on, dude, you're the EP. Start acting like it. Start acting like it. You don't have to run things through Alvy. Like, dude, you're the EP. Got it?
I got it.
Got it? Doesn't sound like you got it. You got it?
It was more of a confirmation of the feeling that I had.
Well, you need to confirm your feelings.
Yeah.
You're all up in your feelings. Hey, dude, how about you don't confirm your feelings and you just trust your instincts? How about you man the hell up, vampire? Come on, dude.
Noted.
Dude, you're too nice, man. I'm not saying be a jerk. I'm saying don't run things through your dad over there. All right, let's find out. Maybe you're right. Maybe I will say to you, that was a good idea, Chalk. You better hope so, dude. Let's go to Greg in Houston. My man in H-Town. What's going on, Greg? How are you?
I'm doing great, Jim. How are you?
Good, dude. Good. Go ahead.
I really wish you would just play some JD in Nashville takes every now and then just to make me feel better during this pandemic.
You know what would make me feel better? If I were to get rid of you right now. You don't like Damn, Chalk.
I don't like that color.
Why don't you just go to the back row and switch seats with Rit? Or walk out of the studio altogether?
Finally.
Wow, dude. That could not have gone any worse. His quote, I have a good take. Don't worry. I've been on before. And his take was, why don't you play more calls from JD in Nashville? Because that will make me feel better during the pandemic. Hey, Chalk. Go ahead and crack the mic open again. The hell do you have to say for yourself, Eddie Munster?
I was exactly right. That was the feeling that I had, and that was exactly what happened. He drowned.
If that was the feeling you had, why did you put him up?
Because sometimes, you know, you deserve it.
No, you deserve to get the hell out of my studio and take a week or two off. What do you mean sometimes you deserve it? Like, that guy deserved a shot? Why did that guy deserve a shot?
No, he deserved to get run right out of here. He deserved to learn what happens when you go on the air and you got nothing
to
say.
I deserve for that not to happen because I'm paying you to screen phone calls. Right?
99.9% of the time, I screen that guy right out. But he had it coming and he just got it.
Dude, you are talking so far out your ass. Keep digging, dude. Keep digging. Hey, and Alvin, you signed off on that. Alvin. All right. Okay, so this is kind of funny. Really quickly. Tom literally thought that was a good idea. Like, yeah, you know what? I got to get the host a call. He needs a call. This guy talked me into it. And when I said, Alvin, how did you sign off on that? Alvin goes, dude, I wanted to see him get run. So y'all are not on the same page. You know what that was the equivalent of there, Chalk? That was the equivalent of Alvin walking by your office with a manila folder and saying, hey, dude, very important office memo. And you being all earnest and bleep and going, oh, thank you, Alvin. I'll look at it right away. Good, dude. You should. This is really important. And then Alvin drops a manila folder with a gigantic rat-sized cockroach smashed in it. And Chalk opens it up and is like, oh, dude, disgusting. And Alvin goes, right, wake up, rookie. That was the equivalent of that, except that's funny when that happens in your office, but not funny when it happens on the air. Dude, you're supposed to be the smartest guy in the room. Supposed to be. Even Rit would not have allowed that to happen. Come on, Edward. Come on, Edward. Edward Munster. God, that sucked. So the show, this has already been a bad day, and it started off such a great day. Half hour in, I'm having a bad day. All right, now the beauty of me, where do I start? The beauty of me is I understand. We take a break, I get you a sports update, I reboot the system. It's a quick reboot. Brad's tweet never happened. Homeboy in Houston never made that call. Chalk never made that decision. And Alvin never set Chalk up to fail. I know y'all got to do what you got to do to keep yourselves interested, but come on, man. It's all in the air. Incredible. You know what's happening now? Every line is lit because everybody thinks, well, if that person could get through, I could too. If they'll let that guy through. Anyway, I have a show to do and a family to feed and a roof to keep over our head.
Live.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Along with everything else, dude, you forgot, you're on. Along with everything else we do on a Friday, we have the ATP, the Ask the Pros, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros, submit your question. I will answer one or more of them later on. And remember to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. This guy writes, turtleneck, tan man. Oh, by the way, I came this close. I nearly broke out the purple turtle for today's show. But then I knew that it would overshadow everything else I was talking about, and today was way too important. And I was not going to give you that clones, or you clones, that thing, that opportunity to wreck the show. But I came this close. I went into my closet this morning. I'm like, damn, that looks good. That looks warm. That close. Deciding to put Greg in Houston on was a great idea, Chalk. Signed, Mike McPhoney. Calling a QB draw with 14 seconds left and no timeouts. Mario in SF. Steve Young's got thoughts on that, which I'll try to get to. Dear Jim, Greg belongs in that tryhards compilation from last year's Year in Review. Jake in NYC. War never screening my emails. Why, Jake? Because you're that good? We don't need to? He's talking about the so-called try-hard compilation.
I called last year about this time, and I got ran twice in a week, and...
And that makes three.
Tyler, you're so hot and buff that BJ in the Bay has a picture of you in his yellow fanny pack.
I mean, how many BJ references did you think I was going
to
lie?
And if you ever come here, you're going to get to see these big, beautiful oculars that make ladies' garments fall off at 1,000 yards.
There's cringy, and then there's creepy.
It's funny she referred to me as roadkill when she's actually fly-covered in trails in the middle of the road after jumping in my lane. Oh, and for all you out there asking who writes my calls, simple answer is they write themselves. I'm moving on from this because I'm an alcoholic frog and I've got bigger fish to fry.
Oh, I'm a little peeved right now, but Kim can talk some and...
You know, he's really invested in it. He's got a lot of skin in the game. Not one skin, not two skin, not three skin, but four skin.
Even if being really good at social got you a golden ticket, I've got the moxie to pick up the phone. Unlike Ashley... In Nebraska? If that's even your real name.
Now, Bradley, you're a father of two children. You might want to switch up your avi. Sucking on a stove that looks like a jumbo-sized Nathan's dog that Joey Chestnut dethroats every year like he's on Pornhub.
Hey, Wells in the 360. Don't get your panties in a wad because you can't find your pickles under the chicken. I'm sure that's not the first time you couldn't find your gherkin.
Albie was looking around the room like, dude, what's a gherkin?
Jeff in Southfield, you're the jungle version of an inbred.
And I do not mean inbred like peanut butter and jelly or ham and cheese.
I gotta imagine the last time you got laid was probably involved in PVH, duct tape, rope, and a knife.
I have listened to Rome as he rants and raves, thinking I'm gonna call cause I got something to say, and I'm sitting on hold for a part of my day, then Silk jumps in my cause he's celebrity. There's a middle-aged dude on the surf today.
You know what, Jake? Because you reset that, maybe I don't need to screen your emails anymore. This is why we no longer have an official hack-off. Because an unofficial hack-off breaks out every single year when I mention the official smack-off and the $5,000 winning prize. Then people start to call because they think, oh, $5,000. That'd be nice. I think I'll take my shot. Well, that's their shot. Those calls. I don't need a hack off. I have a hack off. We just don't have an official title or day for it. Incredible. That was the quote tryhards compilation. At Arizona Wilson 99, Mr. Rome, after you fired Chalk, Please consider my application for the open position. Thanks, Frank Vogel. After I fire Chalk, I will do what I always do. I will go to LinkedIn. Stucknut, Greg lied. He's never called before. All right, actually, I think that was confirmed by Alvy, too. If Stucknut says that somebody's never called before, somebody's never called before. Stucknut has archived every single moment and every single phone call of this show for the past quarter of a century. He would know. But then I confirmed it with Alvy, and Alvy said, he's not in my system. Of course, I don't even need a system, all right? That call, I know, would never get on the air if Chalk weren't here. So he absolutely, no, he's probably called before. He's just never gotten on the air and never will ever again. Zach and Wisco, it was Craig and Alvy ran his ass. Maybe. Brian in San Pedro, at least homeboy's call from Houston was better than the BIC tweet. Romy, all right, Geoff, I'm going to skip you. See what else we have here. Jake, I'm going to skip you because these all relate to the Loaf and Louie. Denlesks, I'm going to skip you. That goes without saying. Mark Moda, I could probably trust him, right? Let's see. Rest in peace, Meatloaf, is what Wells says when he's wearing a bib, drooling, looking at 20 pounds of loaf covered in gravy.
Don't forget Mark Moda.
I will allow that because that's not actually about Meatloaf passing. That's about Wells killing that gigantic chunk of meatloaf in front of him, but first saying rest in peace before he kills him. And finally, Romy, it's obvious Chalk wants time off and does not have the brass to ask for it. Signed, people who intentionally get caught cheating to get out of a relationship. No, I think Chalk likes the relationship. He's just not holding up his end of it. Hopefully that will improve. All right, so let me set the rest of this thing up. Number one, y'all do better. Let's get a phone call in here. There's certain things that I see that I like. I see somebody from New York. I like that. I see somebody from Chicago. I like that. I see somebody from Pittsburgh. I like that. I'm not going to lie. I play favorites. I see somebody from Philly. I like that. John in Philly. John, what's up? How are you?
Hey, Romy. How are you today?
Good, man. How about you?
Dude, I couldn't be better again. I'm talking to a nationally syndicated Hall of Famer broadcaster. Does your staff remember that?
Yeah.
You realize that they've taken two stations away from me? I can't even find you on the dial anymore. What's wrong with the suits in CBS there? Why are they not sending you on a private jet, Jim? Why haven't they set that up yet? You wander around the airport like a rat in a maze. We need you. We can't have you disappearing on us. And have they realized if you get sick, what are they going to do? Who are they going to put on? Are you kidding me? Are we going to get Gino? Are we going to get Gino because he's one of the best that hasn't been in the smack off and he's got an anatomically correct team down there? Call in, Gino. Yeah, tell us all about the Cowboys, blah, 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 blah. Hey, you know what, Rick? I'm excited about the Bills. Just want to let you know they look fired up. They look strong. But, dude, you got no ring to show. And I just want to remind everybody, Jim, if you keep going to the airports, maybe we'll meet and I'll get to show you the Flyers ring my old man won. It's for real. Don't doubt it. I'm out.
Well, my man's all over the map. Rack him.
Rack him.
All right, so, John, how are you and I going to randomly meet at an airport? Now, you are right about one thing. The one thing about that call is right. I am a rat wandering around the airports. I definitely am that. With two T's. Round and round. And I don't know where I'm going to be next weekend. I don't think that determination has been made yet. Well, I mean, okay. I don't know because they haven't played the games. But I'm not sure where the show is going to be. In terms of why doesn't CBS hook me up with a private jet? Interesting question. I think I know the answer. I haven't actually, because I don't fly private. I have. Back in the day. I don't anymore. I did. It was just a phase. It was a phase. Not a good phase. Not a smart phase. Anyway, part of the phase was it's crack. If you have ever been on a private jet, and I have a few times, you never, ever, 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 ever want to go back. It's like the most amazing thing ever. There's a reason why people Instagram that and they want that life. You know how things like, you always ask the question, does it live up to the hype? The private jet experience lives up to the hype. Trust that. Anyway, I don't do that. In terms of why won't the suits hook me up with a private jet? I've never asked the question, but I think I know the answer. If you had to put a pen to it, and I'm not sure, I would imagine a private jet, depending on the jet in question, to get me from LA to New York and back with a private jet would probably cost a couple of hundred grand, I think. I could be wrong. Somebody help me out with that, private jet guy.
You know, I keep a private jet.
Whatever it is, it's not worth it to them for the 3 minutes I get on the air. I don't think they get a good ROI on that. No, man, I fly business, and I'm very happy to fly business. All right, when we come back, the big head, James Kelly, let's get it. We're going to break down the divisional matchups with picks next.